It is Veterans Day, but for many Americans, it can be tough to talk to one. Hard to know what to say to someone who may have lost friends or a limb or part of their mind. Maybe they suffer PTSD. The fallback is thank you for your service, but some veterans don't like that. It makes them self-conscious, or it feels rote. Well, for the past year, a Cleveland area musician has teamed up with a combat veteran to start a deeper conversation. Together, they bring the war experience home in a production of storytelling and music. David C. Barnett from member station WCPN IdeaStream has more.
Trumpeter Dominic Farinacci says it all began when he fell in love with this Tom Waits song.
Oh, and this one is for bravery. When this one is for me. And everything's a dollar
Farinacci was struck by the idea of a soldier coming back from war and having to adjust to civilian life.
You know, something I never thought about before. So that kind of started the quest to kind of learn more about this world so I could further internalize my performance of the song.
The trumpeter's quest led him to James Poling, who blogs about his experiences as a combat veteran in Afghanistan. Farinacci wrote Poling about creating a performance that combines his music and a veteran's words.
My first thought was, no, I have no desire to. But really, a lot of that came back to what I felt like I was seeing in the media surrounding veterans.
Movie portrayals of mentally unstable soldiers and other cultural cliches had left Poling suspicious. But those concerns soon faded once the two men got together at a Cleveland bar. Farinacci says they talked for 7 hours and agreed to get to work.
He would tell me a story, and then I'd come back to him with a song, an arrangement. And then he'd come back to me and say, well, that's not exactly, you know, how I was feeling. I don't know, I feel a little funny about that when you change this thing. And so it was truly a collaborative effort.
The result is Modern Warrior Live, with Farinacci fronting a jazz combo that provides a soundtrack for Poling's words.
One night, as I go for a walk near my dad's house, a life flight helicopter flies overhead. And immediately my heart starts racing and my hands start shaking as I feel everything that I feel when I'm in a helicopter being lowered into a firefight as tracers are flying by. But now, I'm just on a residential street in Ohio. My hands on my knees as I fight to catch my breath.
Clinical psychologist Patrick Palmieri serves as an advisor to the show. He directs the Summa Health Traumatic Stress Center in Akron, Ohio.
One of the things that this production does is helps civilians understand the veteran experience, not just the military portion of the experience, but perhaps even more importantly, the reintegration back into civilian life.
Palmieri has helped make connections between the project and the larger healthcare community. Poling and Farinacci have performed at gatherings of medical professionals as well as VA hospitals and veterans organizations. But James Poling says it's also crucial to get the show in front of the general public.
So many of the issues about the returning veteran stem from veterans coming home and feeling alone. And the more we have conversations with the civilian communities, the more we can create kind of a more empathetic landing spot.
Lisa Cole is a former Army Master Sergeant and a Desert Storm veteran. She says the production spoke to some deep feelings that are hard for her to express.
For a veteran, someone that has been in the military, to hear somebody else say it out loud to the world is very helpful. And it makes them think, hey, I'm not alone in this. There are other people going through the same thing, and he's doing okay. I can do okay.
I get my shoulder under his, and I hold his weight, because that's what we do. We hold each other's weight. A moment later, we wipe our faces. We put back on our masks of composure. And we step back out in front of the men we're leading.
The challenge of Modern Warrior Live is to get veterans to open up about what they've experienced and drop some of those masks once they get back home. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.